USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden heads to South Korea, two Secret Service agents in South Korea were kicked off their assignment and sent stateside for discipline. The two agents, whose identities were not made public, are reported to have become intoxicated while not on duty. And then one of the agents got in an altercation with a cab driver. North Korea may show a sign of strength while the president is in Asia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on a North Korean display of force.
We've said from this podium, we've said at the State Department, and we've indicated in quite clear terms that our intelligence does reflect the genuine possibility that there will be either a further missile test, including long-range missile test, or a nuclear test, or frankly both, in the days leading into, on, or after the president's trip to the region.
We are USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Pedestrian deaths last year reached a 40-year high. That's according to preliminary data from the Governor's Highway Safety Association. More than 7,400 people in 2021 were struck by a motor vehicle ending in death. The percentage of children killed by speeding drivers more than doubled since 2018. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Friday that he is running for Congress in a newly formed district straddling Manhattan and Brooklyn. Tim Berg has an update on the Buffalo grocery store shooter.
The man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store has been indicted by a grand jury. Some family members of the victims were in the courtroom, with one yelling out to Peyton Gendron as he was let out after the hearing was adjourned.
Peyton, you're a coward!
Gendron allegedly killed 10 people at the Tops grocery store last weekend. He is charged with first-degree murder. He remains held without bail and is due back in court on June 9th.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Vote counting in Pennsylvania's Republican primary for the U.S. Senate marched into its third day as Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick remained essentially tied with thousands of ballots left to be counted. Oz, who was endorsed by President Trump, led McCormick by 1,122 votes on Thursday. Pennsylvania's Department of State, which oversees elections, said Thursday that there are about 38,000 mail-in and absentee ballots left to be counted. It's been almost 3 weeks since a leaker disclosed a draft document from the Supreme Court indicating a decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling on abortion may be in the works. Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax Thursday says at least some of the justices have to know who the guilty party is.
I think that we all could probably agree that the justices that were appointed by Democrat presidents know who the leaker was. Okay, so it is known by some of the participants there who actually released that information. What bothers me is not only the undermining that it did of the institution and the trust factor that these folks have with each other now. It makes it very difficult to work with each other, to have these conversations, to have the good open debate, and that is what the court and that's what Congress is all about. Once you have fractured that trust factor, it's very, very difficult to restore it.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.